And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports, and I'm pleased to announce that today we're joined by Jacob Furman, and Jacob joins us here. Jacob, introduce your family to us here, and we'll get started on the Senior Spotlight.
Thanks, Rick. I'm the youngest of four kids. Oldest is Caitlin, and then there's John, Leah, and then me.
And you tell, I'm sure, Mom and Dad that they finally got it right, right?
Yeah. yep.
Fourth try's a charm.
Yep.
Well, as a senior here on Senior Spotlight, let's tell the folks some of the things that you're involved in. I know you're a very busy young man here, but what occupies Jacob Furman's time as a senior?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time in the woodshop.
Yep.
So I really like doing that. I'm involved in building the sets for the plays and the musicals. A couple of the leadership groups like Peer Helping and Epic. And then I, as you know, I do the stats for the basketball team.
Yeah. What got you interested in the wood in woodworking? My brother is a great woodworker, and I to me, the life of me, I am not adept at that at all. But what got you interested in woodworking here and creating things with wood?
Well, I always had a thing for making things and building things. I guess my mind just kind of works that way with the creativity.
Okay.
So I really just always enjoyed creating anything, really.
Any special projects that you're especially proud of that you've created here or anything that you hope to make in the future?
Yeah.
Is it like tablework furniture, that type of thing, or is it art pieces? Or
yeah, you can really do anything. That's what I really like about it. Last year, I built a bar for the basement.
Oh, okay.
So
rarely used, I'm sure.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. That was quite a big project. So that took pretty much the whole year. It's a big bar, so I really enjoyed that build. This past semester, I just made a nightstand for my room.
Okay.
And just a bunch of little things like little boxes with little drawers and stuff. Just a bunch of small stuff, too. So
it can be so intricate, I know, just the different jointing and just the different cuts and choosing the types of woods to use.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really a kind of a fascinating thing to be good at. I wish I was. But
so much to do, isn't it?
As far as building the sets now, how much creativity goes into that? I mean, that can really be a big addition to a production here is an outstanding set design, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another thing I really like to do. Miss Howen is the director of all the plays and musicals. She usually comes up with me and her kind of get an idea of what exactly we should build and what we want to build. And then pretty much me and whoever else will try and create that, and we'll build that. And then when Molly Otremba was in school, she graduated two years ago, I believe. She would paint the set after it was built, and that really helped. It would make the whole thing come together because with the building and then the painting, it would really make it pop.
Yeah, no doubt. What's coming up this spring here? What's the production? Do you know?
They were doing this. It's called One Act. Where they participate in at different schools or whatever.
That's a competitive event type thing now that they started. Yeah. Good for them. Boys basketball, obviously, you were at the ball game last night as we record this here. Guys are playing well right now. It's fun to be involved with.
It really is. Yeah, it's awesome.
What have you found the most challenging thing? I remember the first game, Mora, you were kind of getting your feet wet in that. Has it really improved in how you're able to keep track of things and everything?
Yeah, I mean, at first it was you really don't think about how fast it goes.
Yep. Everything that's going on at once. Yeah.
Yep. How fast? Everything you need to keep track of. I was running behind on that for that first game there. I really had to try and catch up with everything.
Yeah.
As the year went on, as the season went on, I was doing a lot better and could really actually not only concentrate on the game, but enjoy it too. So,
yeah, it's just fun to be involved in the group. There's such a good group of guys to be involved with, and you're a part of that.
For sure.
You know, you were out there for senior night that we had a week or so ago, and let's talk about just the big changes in your life that have come around. You know, everybody's well aware that your battle with Tourette's and you've undergone some big-time changes in your life. Just give us an update on how that is going and what you see ahead for yourself.
Yeah, that was an amazing journey, and it's still not over.
Yeah.
Just the amazing support from the community, and when my aunt and my mom set up that GoFundMe, it was just crazy watching all these generous people and people we didn't even know donating this money. And I couldn't have got that surgery without that. So I'm just so grateful for that and for the amazing people in this community.
You feel better? I mean...
Yeah, yep. So far, it has really, really helped. And it's only going to get better from here. So...
Well, that's great to hear. I know the whole community is pulling for you, everybody's just thrilled that you're doing well and you're able to be better, I guess, is the way. What are you looking forward to most as you come to the end of your senior year? Can you believe that phrase, the end of your senior year?
That's
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. I never thought I'd get to this point. I'm really looking forward to the senior trip. I'm going on that, so that should be pretty fun.
Washington, D.C.?
Yep, Washington, D.C. and New York. So,
let me guess, you're going to have a picture with the kids. I know I love this every year. They have the same pictures. They go to some of the buildings.
And, Times Square?
Yep. Times Square. Yeah. The visit to Arlington is always very special.
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the things you're going to see in Washington, D.C. I love Washington, D.C. I've never been to New York. Is there one thing you're really looking forward to on the trip to see?
I guess just the new experience of being in a completely new atmosphere compared to...
Have you traveled much in your life? Have you gone anywhere? A favorite trip or anything?
Well, I've gone to a couple of family vacations, South Dakota and Florida.
Yeah.
Also, Wisconsin Dells a couple times, actually. So, yeah, I've gone... to those places, not really the big cities, though.
Yeah.
So.
And it'll be a little different, not with family, but with your classmates and stuff. That'll be a fun experience.
It would.
You're going to have a great time. So what after high school, what are Jacob Perman's plans?
Well, I've really been thinking about that a lot, and I'm debating St. Cloud Tech for carpentry.
Well, that sounds like you'd be a great fit for that.
Right now, actually, I'm actually working together with Don Bajowski.
Oh yeah.
On a new laser engraving business that he's trying to start up here. So I'm hoping that takes off, and that it's really fun because there's so much you can do with that too, with the laser engraving stuff.
As you look back now, here, you know, you're deep into your senior year. Maybe favorite memory, you know, coming through the high school here. You remember your first days, you know, as a young 7th, 8th grade freshman here?
Yep.
Just kind of like nervous, how am I going to fit in here? And now here you are as a senior. What do you look back on here and fondly remember?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a 7th grader, you look up at these tall seniors and you think, wow, these are just huge.
Yeah. And, I'll never get there.
Oh, yep. And now here I am. At the top, so it's been a really good ride, and so I really enjoyed it.
Anything specific you hope to accomplish yet here, and before you walk out the doors for your last time on graduation night?
I don't know. Just try and make it the best, I guess.
Yeah. Be involved in as much as you can.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, that's what I would give advice to the younger kids. Get involved. It really helps.
Well, Jacob, continued success with everything you do. Have fun on the senior trip. We look forward to that one-act play this spring here, and just look forward to seeing you around.
Yeah.
All right. Jacob Perman is our senior spotlight here. Thank you very much, Jacob.
Yep. Thanks, Rick.